This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. Today, we're talking to Lance Kennington, an animal nutrition specialist with CHS, about bull management. Lance, what is an optimal body score condition target producers should aim for in reconditioning bulls?
Bulls should be at least in a body condition score of 5 and preferably a 6 at breeding time, and this will ensure that they will be able to pass a breeding soundness exam as well as have enough energy reserves to get them through the breeding season. Bulls that are too thin or too fat have a tough time breeding cows.
Can bulls be overconditioned? Will that affect performance if they are too fat?
Yes, if bulls are overconditioned and become too fat, it can negatively affect their performance. It'll reduce their ability to keep up with the cows, especially over rough terrain, and lower their chances of passing a breeding soundness exam. So it's critical that bulls achieve no more than a body condition score of about 6. If bulls seem overconditioned, you'll need to cut back their energy intake by reducing the amount of concentrate being fed. Remember to not reduce the levels of the other nutrients in the diet when you do this. They'll still need the same protein, mineral, and vitamins as they had before.
Are there nutritional requirement differences between young and mature bulls?
Yeah, young bulls are still growing, so they need more energy and protein than mature bulls in their diet. And they're still adding a lot of muscle and bone structure that requires a greater protein, energy, and mineral requirement. So as a result of these differences, it's highly recommended that the bulls be separated into different groups and fed to the group needs. Also, mature older bulls, they push around young bulls and may keep them away from feed. Also, they cause a lot of problems with, you know, fighting and so forth. So it's better to keep bulls together in their age groups. The most important thing to remember, though, is that young bulls are still growing.
What should producers consider when developing a bull nutrition program?
Yeah, the first thing, ensure that you're using good quality forages that are free of mold. Molds can produce mycotoxins that can interfere with reproductive health. The second thing, be careful to formulate the diet to meet the bull's energy, protein, vitamin, and mineral requirements. All the nutrients must be present at the required amounts in the diet to ensure success. Third thing, bulls need a clean, fresh water source. If there's things like sulfates in the water, it can cause problems with bull development. And the fourth thing, limit the amount of starch being fed by using high-quality forages and highly digestible fiber sources like corn co-products, wheat mids, soy hulls, those kind of things, highly digestible fiber. To replace some of the grain in the diet, starch can cause acidosis in the rumen, which can not only lead to bloat in the animals, but can damage the bull's feet. The fifth thing, research has shown that omega-3 fatty acids from flax oil can improve semen quality and quantity and improve reproductive rates. So consider adding that to your program using flax slick tubs from New Generation Feeds or Payback Power Booster. This needs to begin a minimum of 60 days before the breeding soundness exam, since sperm cells take 60 days to develop from the start to their maturity. So you need to start that at least 60 days before you test. And then research has also shown that organically complex zinc, copper, manganese, and cobalt from Zinpro Performance Minerals will improve semen quality and quantity. And they've also been shown to improve health gains and feed efficiency in developing bulls and helping them to recover for the breeding season.
Are there differences when reconditioning bulls during the winter in a spring calving program compared to fall calving programs?
Fall bulls, they need to be in similar shape going into the breeding season as the spring bulls. Be prepared to have them in a body condition score of 6. The diet provided to the cows will be adequate for the bulls during the breeding season as long as it's formulated to provide a balanced diet. In winter, bulls need to be provided with protection from the wind and bedding to protect themselves from frostbite, so be prepared to provide that.
Well, we've been talking to Lance Kennington, an animal nutrition specialist with CHS, here on Around the Table. Lance, thanks for joining us this week.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us Around the Table. Learn more about the benefits of cooperative ownership at cooperativeownership.com.